You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The Stars Denver Film Festival gets underway later this week. It's in its 35th year and features this time more than 200 movies. Britt Withy has watched nearly all of them. He's the festival's artistic director, and he's here to point us to some of his favorites, some serious, some funny, and one made by a Colorado filmmaker starring an octopus.
Paul the Octopus was an octopus who was in this very small aquatic zoo.
This was in Germany during soccer's World Cup 2 years ago.
And as a gimmick, they would put down in his tank the two flags of the competing teams that were playing World Cup matches with a little piece of food in each container.
And Paul would crawl to one of the two containers and thereby predict which team would win.
It was just a joke at first, and he did this correctly, and then he did it again, and he did it again.
Eventually correctly picking the outcome of every match, 8 in a row.
Closer to the end of the World Cup, huge amounts of money were being placed based on Paul's predictions. It became a really big deal.
And what tact does the film take?
It's a humorous film, as the topic is a little silly, of course, but there's a certain reverence about it.
It's like a documentary.
It is. Basically. It's a documentary about Paul's life.
Paul died.
Paul did die. There were lots of offers for his body, one especially by a Russian billionaire who offered up to €1 million for him.
For the corpse.
Well, there was some confusion about whether he actually wanted to eat him or not.
I see.
But there were many, many offers. He was eventually cremated.
Another film in this festival with a Colorado connection is set in Colorado Springs at dances called Purity Balls.
Yeah.
The film is called Virgin Tales.
Correct.
I want to tell you tonight, ladies, that you're not disposable to the whims of culture. We are too valuable to simply give ourselves away to young men who would not treat us with great respect, honor, and worth. Purity is integrity, and purity is full strength.
This is a Swiss filmmaker who came to the U.S. to make a documentary about this family in Colorado Springs who began the Purity Balls. Now, the Purity Ball is a very interesting
institution.
I guess. I didn't know what it was until I saw the film. It is a dance where the father takes his daughter to this dance, and the daughters are all dressed up in white gowns, and a ring is given to the daughter. It's a vow that the daughter will remain a virgin until she gets married.
It's a promise that the daughter is keeping to her father or
exactly.
to her family.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't sound like an event on an evening would sustain an entire film. So
right.
what's the storyline?
So the story is about this family and their 5 children. I believe it's 3 daughters and 2 sons that make up this family. And it concentrates a lot on the second oldest daughter who's out of high school. And her main goal is really to get married now. That's what she wants to do. And she's really stymied by the fact that she doesn't have a suitor. And what is she going to do now? Because that's the purpose. Her purpose is to get married.
Like the purpose of her life, she sees it?
Yes, exactly.
I see.
Exactly.
What did you think when you saw it? You sound puzzled.
It was a little creepy to me. It was a little strange to me. I had never heard of this. I'd never seen this. It seems a little too close of a relationship, father-daughter relationship. It seemed a little creepy to me. Having said that, the filmmaker herself does an incredible job of remaining out of the picture of this film entirely.
So the impressions you were having are really your own.
They're mine.
It's not an idea directed by the film.
Not at all.
Sort of pointing you.
No, not at all.
We're getting a preview of the Stars Denver Film Festival, which gets underway Thursday. The artistic director is Britt Withy. Britt, I understand one of your favorite movies in this year's festival is Caesar Must Die. Mm. It's a true story, focusing a lot on true stories so far, and it takes place in an Italian prison where the prisoners, who are mostly mafia lifers, put on a production of Shakespeare's Caesar.
Yes, Julius Caesar.
Sounds like an amazing, like it's amazing
incredible.
Ingredients.
It's really incredible. It's first of all, it's directed by these two incredible filmmaking brothers, the Taviani brothers, who have been working together almost their entire lives since the 60s, and they're going to be here. They're both 81 and 83.
I had no idea.
Yeah. They're kind of living legends in my book.
Their film Chaos is one of my favorite movies ever.
I mean, it's a coup, total coup for us to have them here.
Wow.
So what you get to see is rehearsals, parts of the real performance, asides by these prisoners in this very serious prison in Italy. And because these actors have been in prison and are not going to get out, they've been staging these Shakespeare plays for a very long time, and some of them are amazing actors. They're just incredible.
Caesar has this huge undercurrent of treason and betrayal.
Yeah.
And I have to think that mafiosa would have some sense of that.
Mafioso. Oh, absolutely. And you see it in some asides between the two prisoners, where there's some conflict between them as well, that it dredges up some sort of, you know, past from outside of the prison.
Mm. How about something a little lighter?
Do we have something lighter?
I don't know. I mean, let me just ask you, as someone who watches, what is it, hundreds of films to prepare for a festival each year?
Yeah,
hundreds?
For sure. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Do you think about a light, dark balance?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if this was just Brit's Film Festival, it would be darker, you know, kind of from edge to edge. But you have to include stuff that is good for, you know, that will attract everybody.
So what's an example of a film where you said, despite the fact that it's not dark enough for me, we're going to include it?
Let's see. There is a film that I'm actually very, very, very fond of, called Somebody Up There Likes Me.
Somebody Up There Likes Me. What quickly is it about? I understand it actually stars someone from Parks and Rec.
Nick Offerman, who, you know, has this sort of deadpan humor to him, which is carried over into this film as well. He's great. It's basically the story of these two friends who both sort of have that deadpan humor about them, and the story of their lives and over the course of many, 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 many years. It's just the story of their friendship, but they never age. It's told in 5-year segments. And as everybody else around them ages physically, they never do, which is a really interesting way of
like maybe reflecting their mental age physiologically.
Yeah,
like they don't grow up?
To some degree, yeah.
Every year the festival showcases films from one country abroad, and this year it's Argentina. Why?
Well, Argentina is one of the largest, well, probably the largest producer of films in South America, and it's incredibly diverse. You know,
there's a lot to choose from.
There's a lot to choose from. I mean, we have 12 films from Argentina, and that was real easy to put together. We could have done a lot more. And their style is just all over the map. I mean, we have Argentine comedies. We have Argentine independent road films. We have historical dramas. I mean, it's all over the place. And they're all very good.
Well, to wrap up, I have to ask you about a movie called The Story of Film. It is 15 hours long.
It is, yes.
I mean, this thing makes Gone with the Wind to feel like a trailer.
Yeah. It makes everything feel like a trailer, and it's amazing. It really is amazing. And I know a lot of people aren't going to see this. I mean, I recognize that, but I had to include it. I mean, how do you not include it?
It's, well, I don't. You don't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you don't. Did you get some pushback?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's the beauty of it is a couple things. It itself breaks itself into 2-hour blocks.
So you could watch maybe just a block or two.
The way we're screening it is over 8 days in 2-hour segments. So it can be watched like that. The 1890s to 1900, the 1920s, the 1930s to 40s, like that.
What does it focus on?
It's focused on the history of cinema from 1890 to the digital revolution of the 2000s.
Can you watch it, the full 50? Are you going to do one running of just the full 15, or is it the 2-hour blocks only?
We're doing the 2-hour blocks over the first week, and on the last weekend, we're showing it 7.5 hours on the last Saturday and 7.5 hours on the last Sunday.
Any reward if someone makes it through the
whole
thing?
You get a special badge.
Do you?
Yeah, you do.
You do?
Yeah.
I survived the story
exactly.
of film, or
yeah.
I thrived, in it.
You learned.
Thank you so much for being
thank
with
you.
Us.
Yeah, thank you.
Britt Withy is artistic director at the Stars Denver Film Festival, which starts Thursday and runs through November 11th.